Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey, welcome to the Blonde Files podcast. I'm your host, Arielle Lori, and I'm here to talk all things wellness. From how to achieve optimal health and well-being to the best beauty tips and everything in between, no topic is off limits. I know there is so much information out there, so I'm here to help you navigate it all and live your best life. Thanks for listening. Let's get into it. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. Welcome to, I don't know why I'm being so dramatic. Welcome to the last episode of 2021. I wanted to say 2020. How crazy is that? I'm not going to be one of those people who talks about like the time warp, or maybe I am because I just cannot believe that it's almost 2022. I feel like 2003 was 5 years ago and 1999 was like 10 years ago, if that makes any sense. But anyway, here we are. I have such a fun episode for you. When I was thinking about who I wanted to have on for the last episode of the year, there was really only one person that came to mind. I wanted to do something light and entertaining. I know you guys enjoy some pop culture episodes sprinkled in. So I had to have on Miss Pop Culture, Miss Amanda Kamanda Kardashian herself, Amanda Hirsch, aka Not Skinny But Not Fat. To recap all of the year's biggest, juiciest stories, just so that you guys kind of wrap up the year on a light note. So we had so much fun recording. We talk about everything. Of course, we discuss her second family, the Kardashians, including Keat, so Kim and Pete, Kim and Kanye, Kravis, Kylie. I wanted to know how she felt when Kim started following her on Instagram and like Travis and Courtney were watching her stories and all of that. Always very curious about how that feels, especially if you're talking about these people. We also unpack Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly. We talk about Bennifer, of course, Britney Spears. We talk about PR relationships and the relationships between celebrities and paparazzi and how they manipulate that and use it to their advantage. And just so much more. We're kind of all over the place in this episode in the absolute best way, in my opinion. So I hope you guys enjoy it. And thank you for the support this year. I'm so excited for what we're going to do on the podcast next year. And yeah, I hope you guys have an amazing new year. Mwah. Welcome, Kamanda. I have to call you Kamanda. Oh. It's so annoying.
Is it? I don't right? know. I think it's, I mean, I think it's
funny. I love
it,
but I feel like you're probably annoyed by it by now.
I'm not. It's crazy to me how much, and I love it, how people love things. You know, mm-hmm. people love things. So I'll like be, I think I said it when I got a package from Chloe, mm-hmm. not to, you know, show off or anything. Dose & Co. Yeah, it was the collagen stuff. And I was like, call me Kamanda. Like, it was so stupid. It was like probably annoying. And then people just love that shit.
It sticks.
It sticks.
It sticks. And you have a lot of like these kind of like isms that really stick.
Yeah.
Like, she's the worst. Small yeah. following was the right. funniest one ever.
The small following. And it's so funny because, like I said, it sticks. So even, you know, when I scheduled with Lala's assistant, I just had Lala on my podcast from Vanderpump Rules. And it's like, her assistant was like, I'm part of the small following. And it's just like, it's crazy to me. Like, I love isms. I've always loved it. Like, if I'm that girl that if I hang out with you for a while, I'll start talking like you. Mm-hmm. And I want to learn like new words and new slang. And, you know, I can think of like trolls will be like, she sounds like she's trying to talk like Courtney. Maybe because I saw Courtney on like Keeping Up and I listened to it. And I think it's fun to like talk fun. Do you know what I mean? Like, we could be boring, but it's more fun to just say stupid shit, have isms, like, you know, talk like your friend for a day, learn new vocab. Like, I just feel like it's fun.
Yeah, I love it. So for people who are listening, I'm sure everybody is part of your small following. but if anybody is not familiar, or if they just don't know like your background, how did you start Not Skinny But Not Fat? And also, like, we are the Ambiguous Names Club.
I know.
The Blonde Files.
Yours is less than mine.
I have been trying to change it.
Really?
For like years.
And
we can't think of anything. Started it because I started like an anonymous Instagram account years ago. And I was like, I don't want people to know who I am. So like, the Blonde Files. It was like 6 years ago.
Yeah.
And now I'm stuck with
it. I mean, imagine me, babe. I'm not skinny, but not fat. What do you think I feel? Yeah, it's not, you know, I thought about it. You know, when you go to sleep at night and you'll have those thoughts for tomorrow, like, oh my God, I'm going to start CrossFit or some shit, even though like you walk and shit, but whatever. And I always have those late night thoughts and I never do anything with them. But sometimes I do. And that was Not Skinny But Not Fat was one of them. It's like I went to sleep. I was like, this was around the time, this was 2015, where a lot of like meme pages were happening. And I was like, this shit is funny. People are like writing memes on Instagram and that's cool. Like, I can do that. And I started literally by making memes on like meme makers that were ugly and, you know, those fat word art letters. And so that's how I started with memes. And the name really came to me. Like, I went to sleep that night. I had the thought, well, tomorrow I'm going to open an Instagram account. And I was like, I'm going to call it Not Skinny But Not Fat, because that's how I felt. Like, a lot of people are like, you don't mean it literally. Like, you mean it like meant it literally. Like, it wasn't deeper. And I love that we can look at it like, you're not here, you're not there in the middle. That's okay. But for me, I was literally like my whole life, my friends were skinny. I was never skinny. I knew I wasn't fat, but I knew I wasn't skinny.
Mm-hmm.
Literally.
I love that it's so literal.
It's so literal. But I love when sometimes I'll go with it if I'm on like a, you know, I'm talking to someone like that I maybe don't want to be this honest with. And I'll be like, no, totally. It's like, you know, you're not here. You're not there. But no, it was literally like, this is how I feel. I know so many people feel this way too. And not to say like, oh, it's my body type and a name, but it's like that. I feel like it comes with like some sort of persona too. It's like, it's not like in a bad way. I didn't struggle in a bad way, but it's just like, you're not like your friends. Like, you're not buying the same size. You're not whatever, but you know that you're not, you know, fat. You're not skinny. You're somewhere in the middle. So
it is a little bit deeper because there is a little more under there.
Yeah. And that's why I think that maybe people did like the name.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it can trigger. And I understand that because there is a, but I feel like if it was Not Skinny, Not Fat, do you know what I mean?
Right, right.
But I think because of the but, it sounds like there's a negative connotation to the fat, and that I feel really terrible about because that was not my intention. And I never want like the name to like make anybody feel a certain way. But I also think it's a fucking name. And literally if I was called like Poopaloopy, like it doesn't matter at this point.
Yeah.
And that's why, like you said, like sometimes I'm like, what, like, it says that on my podcast. Like, you think you're listening to what? Like, a recipe book? Like,
exactly.
So, no, you're listening to, like, reality TV and, like, pop culture shit. So, yeah. But you know what? It's a name.
Yeah.
So, whatever the fuck.
I know. That's how I feel. I'm like, the Blonde Files, like, really doesn't represent anything that I talk about. But, like, who cares?
But who cares?
At the end of the day.
Yeah.
Because there's so many podcasts. Like, I mean, like, Smartless. What is Smartless talking about? Like, that's just one example that pops into my head. But anyway.
What does NBC mean? Like, who cares? National broadcast something, whatever. The point is, when it's funny when I get to meet people and whatever, and they're like, oh, not skinny. Like, they'll abbreviate it and whatever.
NSBNF.
NSBNF.
That's it.
Amanda, you know?
Yeah, love it.
Yeah.
So you definitely had a big year this past year. We need to talk about, there's so much that I want to unpack, but I just want to know, like, because I know how it feels with my very small following to see people who will like watch my story, who's like someone that I watched on a TV show when I was younger, or like some, like, I don't know, public figure or something. Yeah. Or if like someone DMs me and I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah.
And you get that moment of like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Kind of like feel like an idiot sometimes on stories. You have Kim Kardashian following you now.
Yeah.
I know like Kravis was watching your stories. Obviously, there are a lot of like celebrities and public figures that follow you. What was that like?
It's very
at
weird.
First, were you like, what is happening?
Freaked out about every single one. Very not cool. Now it's like they can get lost. I'll be like, Jenna Dewan, what are you
just
doing
like
here?
Regular.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, like I'll find out because they'll like something and then I'll be like, what? And I'm shocked by it. I'm flattered by it. I'm also like, I mean, you probably get this too in your life. And I think whatever your profession is, it's like on one hand, you can have the days where you look at yourself in the mirror, you're really proud of what you did, you'll uplift yourself, you'll be like, go me. Other days you're like, why does anyone even like me? Like, you don't get it. You're like, what are you seeing that I'm not seeing? I'm just this idiot, you know, commenting on shit. I'm never saying that I'm, you know, bringing the news first or I'm like doing this investigative work. I just really like this shit. You know, this is the stuff that I actually talk about in my real life. I saw a tweet. Somebody said this. It's like when I get migraines, like I just think Khloe Kardashian also gets migraines and that's okay. And that was me. Like that tweet, I was like, oh my God. But like if I get on a flight and I'm like, I don't like it. I'm like, Kendall doesn't like it, but she does it for modeling. You know, like that's my life. Like I just had Lala Kent, like I said, on my podcast. And I gave her the example of like Kim and Kanye. Like I live this shit for real. So I think why maybe people connect, if I had to try to explain it to myself, not that you asked, was that I think it shows that I'm actually obsessed and like passionate, just like so many people are. And it's not like on cool anymore. I feel like when I was younger, it was like, oh my God, are you pathetic? Like, why do you care? And of course, there's still people who think that, but I fucking care. And so many people care. And even celebrities care. But it really, it excites me every time, obviously. And it flatters me galore. And it also becomes a little tricky, you know, because it's like, you know, if I gave
like
an example.
You're talking about people who follow you.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
you were going to say you gave an example.
I gave the example of like Jenna Dewan, right?
Oh, yeah.
But it's such a random one. But it's like if I'll post about Channing Tatum and Zoe Kravitz, it'll cross my mind. You know what I mean? That she'll see it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that, and I hope that, and I am told this by people, and that always means a lot to me, is like that I know that I can be snarky and I know that you can tell who I really like and who I don't like as much. But I don't think that I'm like, you know, a troll who's just like mean. And I don't think that if I was, they would be following. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think it's very, like, to your point, it does come across very authentic. And I think what people really connect to is that you'll have like a bunch of stories with Noah and then with like Husb or whatever. And you're just going about your life. And then you're like reporting something on Kim Kardashian, like just out of the blue, or like Keat or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's just so ingrained into your life because you can tell it's like a genuine interest of yours and you're not trolling to the point, like you're very fair to everybody. I think
I try to be like exactly what you said. Like today, like I'm literally with Noah feeding him apples on like the island in the kitchen, and I had this thought. I was thinking about Ben Affleck because he went on Howard Stern apparently and talked, which like the articles may have painted in the wrong. I want to listen
the
to
thing
it
about Jennifer Garner.
Yeah,
I wanted to ask you about that.
I think I didn't listen. Did you listen to it?
I just saw the headline. Like he said he was trapped and he blamed his drinking
on Jen.
Her. Yeah.
Do I think like that's what he said exactly? No, I think it was probably twisted, but I got mad for a second. So I was like, eat it, nah. But I think the thought, because I think just like I like the isms and shit, like I like thinking about deeper than that. Like it's like, yeah, he talked shit about Jen Garner. Do I think he really did? No. Did I think he probably insinuated that like, he was at home and the kids, he felt whatever. My point is what really interested me is all of a sudden was I was like, wait, Jennifer Garner is very like low key. She's like a chill celeb. She's like a, you know, mom, minivan vibe. She's like an actress. You know what I mean? She's not a celeb-y person that wants to be paparazzi'd. Guess who is? Ben fucking Affleck. I'm like, okay, he was with J-Lo. They were like literally just buzzing and whatever. Now he's doing that again with her. Even Ana de Armas, who he was with in between, they were paparazzi'd every fucking day walking
like,
the dog.
Who?
Ana de Armas. Excuse me, I'm trying to, you know, stay.
You got the Hilaria thing there.
Yeah. They were pictured every day during COVID on a dog walk every day. That cannot be. I mean, you live in LA. That cannot be, you know.
In his neighborhood, too. He's like my neighbor.
Oh, really?
So there's not paparazzi just like wandering around and then like, oh, that's like, you definitely have to coordinate that.
Yeah. So I think it came to me while I'm feeding Noah apples. I was like, Ben Affleck loves this shit. And it sounds like if he's saying he was being trapped, I think he relates more to this like fabulous, glammy life because that's what he came back to. And even his in-between girl, it was very much in the public eye. So all of a sudden it came to me and I just like have to say it and let everyone know what I think.
One of the best wellness habits that I started in 2021 that I will be carrying with me into the new year is getting my greens in first thing in the morning. I'm talking before matcha, before I eat anything, before exercise, all of that. I actually shared about this and athletic greens in particular on my Instagram the other day, and somebody asked me what benefits I feel after taking this. And for me, it's been like better digestion, clearer skin, more consistent energy, less cravings. It really has made such a big difference for me since I have been consistent with it. So you might be wondering, okay, that sounds great, but what is this stuff? So with one scoop of Athletic Greens, you are absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food-sourced superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. So this special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, and aging. Yes, aging, all of the things. It's also very lifestyle friendly. So whether you are keto, paleo, vegan, dairy-free, gluten-free, it fits any diet. It also contains less than 1 gram of sugar, no GMOs, no chemicals or artificial anything, and it still tastes really good. And it just is one of these micro habits that has such big benefits, and you can do it every single day to support and take care of yourself. And right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition, especially heading into the flu and cold season. It's just one scoop and a cup of water every day. That's it. You don't need a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. And to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1-year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. I use these all the time when I travel. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/blondefiles. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/blondefiles to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. If you want to go into the new year with less bloating, I got you. This is something I used to really struggle with, but ever since changing a few things in my lifestyle and incorporating Array bloat capsules into my life, it is a thing of the past. So I'm sure you guys have seen either me or another influencer or just somebody that you know talking about Array. These things kind of took the internet by storm. And I have to say, when I first saw other people talking about them, I think I saw Melissa Wood Health talking about it originally. I was like, this is great, but I just don't buy it. And when I finally tried them for myself, I was shook. I mean, shook that they worked as effectively and as quickly as they did. And I've had so many people DM me saying that the same thing happened to them. So if you're wondering what it is that I'm talking about Array, of course, bloat capsules. They also have a bloat latte now, and they have a calm capsule that has magnesium and L-theanine and a few other things in there. So Array was created to help women feel their best so that they can be their best through targeted products, which are 100% natural, filler-free, organic, and formulated by a naturopathic doctor. And they basically solve the annoying problems that we talk to our girlfriends about. So the bloat capsules in particular are amazing because they can be taken anytime, whether you are just eating something that you don't normally eat, or you're having a meal that's a little bit heavier than normal, or if you just feel like you're more bloated than you normally are. You can take them kind of as like an acute treatment, or you can take it as maintenance. I used to take them like 2 or 3 at night, obviously see what works for you. So it optimizes digestion with the use of 5 herbs and a fruit-based digestive enzyme. And it's completely laxative-free, so you don't have to worry about that. And they were designed to give people food freedom so that you can enjoy the food that you love without any discomfort or bloating after. And then a plus, of course, is that Array's products are super chic, so they look great on your beauty shelf or in your bag. So I have a code for you guys. You can go to array.com and use the code BLONDEFILES at checkout for 10% off of a one-time purchase or 25% off your first month on subscription. So that's array.com, ARRAE.com. The code is BLONDEFILES, BLONDEFILES, for 10% off a one-time purchase or 25% off your first month of a subscription.
Are you looking for some good, clean positivity? Good, me neither. I'm Maddie Murphy, and I host The Bad Broadcast, a weekly comedy podcast dedicated to talking about everything we love to hate. I searched my whole life to find my passion. Little did I know, I had been practicing my true talent every single day, complaining. Join me every Monday wherever you listen to podcasts, and be sure to follow me on Instagram at The Bad Broadcast to answer our weekly questions and for a chance to be featured on the show. See you there.
I feel like it has to be so hard, especially in this day and age where it's not just like movie stars anymore and you just see them like whenever they have a project coming out. Like, you have to stay relevant. I mean, I guess there are some like old school people. It depends. Like, Meryl Streep doesn't have to be calling the paparazzi on herself.
Yeah.
But for a lot of people, I think that because it's such an kind of an unstable career, no matter what level you're at, you can be hot 1 year and then have nothing.
Yeah.
You kind of feel like you have to be on this hamster wheel of like relevancy. So I think that might be where some of the thirst kind of comes in for that. Even though, like, I don't know, I feel like on the one hand, of course, paparazzi, all of that is intrusive. But if you're kind of managing it, like, I feel like J-Lo is a master manipulator of all of that.
Yeah.
Then you're kind of, I don't know, it's like keeping you in the game.
Yeah, like, think about MGK and Megan Fox.
Mm-hmm.
We were oversaturated with that shit. Like, we were bamboozled. We were slapped across the face with that shit. Like, no matter fucking what, like, we're shoving them down your fucking throat. And Kravis, too.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you always think, like, if you wanted to, we didn't have to see you at this mm-hmm. moment. Obviously, we love the content. But I also think, I feel like it was so noticeable when we were saturated and then all of a sudden MGK and Megan Fox pulled back and you just know it was a conversation. Like, listen, we did the GQ shit, the couples, whatever. Let's pull back. We've oversaturated. Like,
and then they come back chained to each other.
Via the pinky. Yeah. I mean, good. I feel like we needed to know that everything's okay just because it was so drastic.
Yeah, it was.
That I feel like there's no way there wasn't a conversation of, whoa, we might have overdid it. Like, every award show, like, pictures that daddy this, daddy that. That it's like, wow, if nothing happened in the relationship and the relationship behind the scenes is exactly the same, but it's just what they're putting out there. It's wild. It's wild to get that little, like, glimpse into it. Like, it's almost like when in reality TV they break the fourth wall. Like, do you want to know that producers were there and, like, whatever? Or do you not want to know and you want to pretend that, like, they were just caught? I mean, a lot of celebs also say, like, the paparazzi, if I was paparazzi right now, it'd come out looking like shit because I wouldn't know, right? So I'd be like leaning over like with my face. Like, think about paparazzi photos. They're usually flattering. They're usually good. I mean, that's something to think about. Obviously, if you're going to like Nobu or, you know.
Nobu, Giorgio Baldi. It kills me when it like when.
Oh, that's where Keat went.
Yeah. When Keat went, I almost sent you a message because I was like, you do not go there
really
for a private little intimate date. Like, you go there because you know that's where the paparazzi is going to be. There's Craig's in West Hollywood, Giorgio Baldi on the West Side, which is like less over the top. Like, Nobu is so obvious now.
Yeah.
Giorgio Baldi is like kind of in the middle where it's like, if you live here, you know that that's a paparazzi spot. Like, when Chuck and I go there, we'll go there sometimes for like a schmoozy dinner type thing. But if we really want good Italian food, there's a little place across the street where there's like no paparazzi and you just like go in.
So you're saying Keat wanted to have that moment.
For sure.
Which, that to me is shocking because I get a lot of questions as an expert if I think it's PR. And that question to me is weird because even though I you know, like I said, we do have this little window into like, you know, nothing, not everything is as it seems. I think the blanket statement that people like to say, like, oh, it's for PR. I don't really believe Ben and Jen are faking their relationship. I don't believe that Pete Davidson would, for Travis Scott's, you know, fucking mess of what he did, date Kim Kardashian. I don't think Kim Kardashian, for Kylie's baby daddy, would do that. So I don't believe to that extent that, like, people do things that are made up for publicity. But that does concern me. I'm like, this is brand new. You could have kept this under wraps and nobody would know. You have enough publicity. Both of you do.
Yeah, I totally agree. So that was the first. I agree with you. I feel like you can do both. I feel like you can enjoy the publicity and play with it and manipulate it a little bit and also be hooking up or whatever. Like, right. I feel like that's kind of the Keat situation.
Yeah, like they are hooking up, but yeah, for some reason, they want the world to know.
Yeah, so there was another time when they were in Palm Springs when the pictures came out. I think they were at her mom's house or something.
Oh, yeah, for his birthday where he flew in Lior Suchard from Israel to do the... Which, by the way, I think they did for, like, Kanye's birthday one year, so that's pretty
really?
Crazy. Yeah, they've had him before.
Okay. Well, there were pictures that came out of them. Flavor I think she was, like, makeup-free. It was, like, outside. They were holding hands for a second outside of the car.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. And was smoking a joint.
Yeah, and I saw somebody, I can't remember who posted the picture and was like, this is Backgrid. Like, Backgrid is who the Kardashians pay, like the paparazzi company that they pay.
Mm.
So, like, obviously this is set up. They weren't just, like, caught getting
I'm
out of
not
their...
I'm not sure. That's another thing. People say that about Backgrid, which, by the way, they're, like, they are the ones that, like, sue celebs for using photos of themselves. And I actually think the Kardashians have their own, like, photographer always, so they can use, like, the photos. Oh. But Backgrid is, for some reason, there is talk about them being, like, the ones that people call. But it is random. Why were you in a parking lot? What's happening?
Right, like, if they didn't want to be seen, they could exactly. have absolutely
But they wanted
not
it in public,
seen.
Which is so random to me. And the thing is, like, I know everyone's dying over Pete Davidson, but, like, Pete Davidson likes to date really successful, hot women, and he really likes the world to know it. So he's not this, like, shy little nerdy boy that, like, somehow the girls like him. Like, he lives for this shit.
I know. He's that obviously, was another thing that I wanted to ask you about. Like, everyone's like, what do these people see in Pete Davidson? And it's like, well, it's not like he's just some, like, weird little, like, unsuccessful. Yeah. You know, he's gotten to a certain point because he's, like, funny and charming. And, you know, you might not find him, like, conventionally attractive, but that doesn't...
Wait, is everyone dating Brad Pitt? Like, no one's dating right. a Brad Pitt. Let's be fucking real. Like, so all true. Of us are, you know, dating guys that are attractive to us. You know yeah. what I mean? Like, yeah. like... I don't know why people are like, can you believe? Yeah, it's a very weird, like.
It's like he's on SNL. He's a freaking, like, millionaire, successful, young, yeah. like, charismatic guy.
Yeah.
Where's the mystery?
Where's the mystery? And I don't know how it feels for him. It's somebody, when I said this on my Instagram, someone was like, you really don't need to be feeling bad for him. But, like, how does it feel for him that everyone's, like, in such shock? That's one. Two, how does it feel for him that we're all like, BDE, BDE? And then he comes with his, you know, D. And, like, what if it's not B?
Yeah.
You know? Like, then, I mean, I think he even said that somewhere. I think Ariana Grande is the one that said it was, like, huge.
Yes.
And I think that he even said in an interview, like, that people come in expecting. But, wow, that must be a lot. Like,
so much pressure.
A, everyone not getting why people are into you. B, people saying that it's because of this energy that might actually be true. And you just want to get to that moment where you pull down his pants and you get to know if it's true or not. Which I literally tried. I felt like such a fucking perv. Him and MGK did that weird Calvin Klein shit.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, like, zooming in. I was like, if I scream, like, you can't really tell in those briefs
right.
what's going on.
Yeah.
Like, it looked micro for both of them, you know?
Yeah, I didn't actually ever think about that. I mean, I will admit, I kind of fell into the camp that was like, oh, yeah, he's got BDE. Like, it's always the skinny guys.
Yeah.
Like, but that must be terrible for him if it's not B.
If it's not, if the D isn't
D's
B.
Not
there's something about, I think that BDE is like, because I've had experience with it when I was in college. I remember this girl, my friend from class came up to me and she's like, you should really get with this. Oh, there she goes. You should really get with it. As I'm talking about D, very not on brand for me. She's like, you should get with this guy. And I was like, oh, why him? Let's call him Bill, right? I was like, oh, why? Okay, fuck it, Andrew. I was like, why Andrew? Like, I don't get it. And then she was like, he has a big. And I was like, ooh. And not that it excited me for that to penetrate me. Like, it's not, that's what I think people get. Like, it's not like the girls that are getting with him. I love how this is what you're filming. Are like, I can't wait for that moment where he like rips me up inside. I think it's that you're like, oh, now I get why he has this confidence and this swag. It more so explains like the person rather than I feel like their excitement of the day.
Right. Yeah, that's why it's like the energy.
The
it's
energy.
Like the whole...
But I also think he's cute. He's fucking tall.
Yeah.
As shit. He has good lips. He has good bone structure. Like, I don't really get what this shit is. Like, is Colin Jost that much hotter than him?
Right.
And he's with Scarlett Johansson. No one's talking about that. No one's shocked about that.
Yeah, I think it's just because he's like, I don't know, got tats and like he's just a little, I don't know.
But what are we like, Ramona? Yeah. Like, are we like anti, like tats? Like, I don't understand what's going on. He's hot shit right now. Kim fucking knows it. She wanted to get in on that shit.
Yeah, I agree. What do you think about Kanye right now and like the gaslighting that he's doing?
I keep on thinking like how messy this is. You know, like at the end of the day, I know we look at them as like the Kardashians and like they're not real people, but because like I'm their sister. No, I'm just kidding. It's like, I'm like, I know they're real people, right? So it's like, you see all this shit and this is actually happening to this person, Kim, yet she has to co-parent with him, yet she's at the concert where he's doing that and then she's filing for papers and he's not giving her what she wants. So you're like, how is she, how do you handle that? Like, I feel like I can't go to bed at night if something's not like resolved in my life. Do you know what I mean? And then you're like, how do you navigate this fucking craziness? It's a shit show. You know what I mean? Like, what is he doing? I feel like he's doing it for not publicity, but I feel like he's doing it to paint the image of like, I want her back, but she's not coming back to me and she's a horrible person. But then she's like supporting him at every show that he does. Don't forget that at his Donda event, she was there. Don't forget she walked down the fucking aisle in a dress. Like, so why did she like agree to that? And you know what else is weird? Like, he talked shit about her publicist. She was his publicist too. She's like best friends with Kim. She's like part of the fam. She then went to his concert and supported him. So you're like, what the fuck like goes on? So like, you are normal people, but at the end of the day, like, how are you, like, how are you navigating through this mess? Because it's, I feel like it's also below him. I feel like he's getting way dirtier than we would. Like, I expect him to be a bigger man. Like, give her a divorce if she wants it and stop making this a public thing of, like, you pleading for her and her being, like, you know, not agreeing.
Yeah, he's trying to make her look like the bad guy.
Yeah.
Which is, like, what? I mean, there are so many reasons. Like, I mean, he publicly did so much shit when they were married.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing about, like, saying that they were thinking about getting an abortion.
Yeah.
Like, that was terrible.
Yeah, she forgave him for a lot of shit.
Yeah, that's crazy. And doesn't he have a girlfriend right now?
That's what people are saying, that 22-year-old or something.
Yeah,
she's,
so...
I mean, I wonder... And he dated... Didn't he... He was seen with, like, Irina Shayk for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Messy.
Yeah, it's very messy. And I feel bad because I'm like, what is going on there? You know?
Yeah.
And how do you navigate that with kids and like whatever? And it's just so, it's like our problems, but like on this large scale of like concerts and, you know, millions of people watching your every move. But it's also, I mean, on the flip side, her, I mean, I guess like he was seen with Irina before she was seen with Pete.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So yeah, he actually did it first.
Yeah.
But it's killing him. You know, it's fucking killing him.
For sure.
Yeah.
Well, too little too late. I think we can all agree we're living in pretty stressful times right now. And going into the new year, I feel like it's more important than ever to do things that support our bodies and our minds and help us be resilient in the midst of said stress. So, you know, I'm a proponent of all kinds of lifestyle practices, from exercise and walking to balanced nutrition and meditation and therapy and all the things that you can do. But even I need a little extra support, and that's where Ned CBD comes in. So Ned is amazing for a few reasons. First of all, It is USDA certified organic. So all of their full spectrum hemp oil is extracted from USDA certified organic hemp plants grown by an independent farmer in Paonia, Colorado. And I tell you that because when it comes to something that you are ingesting, something that you're putting in your body, you want to know where it comes from. And I love that Ned is so transparent. They also share third-party lab reports on their website so that you can see a lab report for every product. That was super important to me initially because I didn't want to be like taking CBD, but accidentally getting high. So that's amazing. And if you haven't listened to the episode that I did a while back with one of the founders, I definitely recommend going to check that out so that you can learn more about CBD, but also just to hear their passion for what they do and their mission. And it's just so evident how much thought and care goes into each and every one of their products. So when it comes to the products, I live for the Mellow Magnesium. So that actually doesn't have CBD in it. It's like a magnesium powder that you add to a liquid. I like to take it before I go to bed. It just helps me relax. It helps with muscle recovery and anxiety and so much more. Of course, now they have their de-stress blend. So they have been working on this product for over a year. It's a one-to-one formula of CBD and CBG made from the world's purest full-spectrum hemp and features a botanical infusion of ashwagandha, cardamom, and cinnamon. So if you're not sure what CBG is, it's known as the mother of all cannabinoids because of how effective it is at combating anxiety and stress by inhibiting the reuptake of GABA, which is the neurotransmitter responsible for stress regulation. And I absolutely love this stuff. I definitely recommend getting it for yourself. I know we're a little bit past gifts, but if you want to give it to somebody who deals with a lot of stress or anxiety in their life, it's such a good little gift. So right now you can get 20% off all Ned products with the code BLONDE, B-L-O-N-D-E. And all you have to do is go to helloned.com/blonde to get access. And when you spend more than $150, Ned is actually throwing in free gifts with every order. I've gotten some of these free gifts. They are amazing. So definitely go and redeem that offer. Again, it's helloned.com/blonde, helloned.com/BLONDE. And you'll get 20% off plus a free gift with orders over $150. If you're taking vitamins every day and feeling no difference, it could be because your body makes it really hard to absorb nutrients, both from food and from traditional supplements. So many things, from digestive conditions like celiac and IBS to taking medications like antibiotics and birth control pills, to even just being under a lot of stress, and aren't we all, can prevent you from absorbing vitamins and nutrients. But with lipospheric supplements from Live On Labs, you can finally experience the benefits of high-dose vitamins and minerals by outsmarting your body's absorption barriers. So Live On Labs is the first dietary supplement company to use liposomal encapsulation technology. It's a method pioneered by pharmaceutical companies to deliver life-saving drugs to the cells where they are needed. Lipospheric supplements offer a better way to absorb nutrients, including vitamin C, folate, B12, zinc, magnesium, and glutathione. And the nutrients in lipospheric supplements are critical for optimal immune system function, long-term brain health, metabolism, skin, and more. I have been using these as needed for a while now. And what I love about it is that it's not a pill. It's kind of a gel. So you squeeze the contents of the packet into 1 to 3 ounces of cold liquid and you just kind of take it like a shot. And I talked about this last time, but my mom was using them when I was back home visiting my parents a few weeks ago. And she would mix it with a little bit of sparkling water. So I tried it and I absolutely loved it. So you can order any lipospheric supplement now from liveonlabs.com/blonde and get a free sample of all 6 products plus a free shot glass and free shipping on all orders in the continental US. That's liveonlabs.com/blonde. Okay, there was another timing one that I wanted to ask you about that a lot of people sent in too, which is the Olivia and Harry and Jason sitch. And somebody said that you had some inside info.
Oh my God.
Do you?
People remember show. It was, at the beginning when I don't know if you remember when it came out, they were dating. There was that first photo, probably was Backgrid, let's be fucking honest, that like paparazzi just caught them inside. Like, you probably know this place in Montecito. Where do people get married there? At this like really, it's this really bougie place. And it has like gates, whatever. I was told.
It's like at the tip of my tongue. Santander or something.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about. So I heard that it's like very private, very whatever. And we got that first photo of Harry and Olivia walking together. And then when the timeline started coming out, it was like as if Olivia and Jason broke up. And then like months later, she was with Harry. But I, yeah, I got some insider info that this was very, like you said, like you can kind of manipulate things. And she kind of manipulated this storyline to seem like that. But it was actually that she met Harry on the set of Don't Worry About Me, Darling, or whatever the fuck. They were in a bubble because it was COVID, and she fucking blew up her marriage for him, as many would. I mean, I'm not saying let's blame her. I'm not saying she's a horrible person. I'm just saying that I do know that he was blindsided, Jason, and I think that he's not like nasty, so he didn't do this like public battle. I think he did a little. Something came out because when I was getting this like information and stuff, and I was trying to put out like, you know, that there's another side to this, I was waiting. I was like, why isn't he like calling the press and having an article come out saying, you know, but I think he didn't want to do that, probably kids and stuff. But then something did come out where the timelines were questioned, if you guys remember, like in the media, but not enough. But it was a very, because, oh yeah, I did like deep dives. I was like, here she was with her ring, and like here they, she, he called her his wife in the thank you fucking speech or whatever. So, I mean, that's what happened. Yeah. They did break up because of Harry Styles. But they're, I mean, they're together and happily married. He's with one of the girls on from Ted Lasso. So
he's pretty cute. I didn't get the Jason Sudeikis thing before. And then I saw him at the Emmys. We were like at the table next to him. And he was
Last Emmys? Did he have the mustache or no?
No mustache. And he was in that like blue kind of velour suit. And he just, he had a little swag.
Oh, and he had a night.
Because
and
it
he
was
had a
like,
night,
that
too.
Was his night. Yeah, he knew it. And he had the bow tie and the whole thing.
And he was hot?
Kind of, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I mean, no, I think he's hot too. I think so many people have very specific feelings about like if they would go for Harry or for him.
Yes. Okay. So that's like, but those are two different ends of the spectrum. Like you can't even compare. And to your point about Harry, like I didn't find him attractive either until the Grammys.
Until these fabulous events, I got to see them up close.
No,
and
I wasn't
drool
there.
Over.
No, I wasn't there. But I saw the pictures and I was like, okay, yeah, he's hot.
He is really hot. I do think like, I don't know, for some reason, it comes up in my algorithm, like so many different reels from his shows, like a million. It's always like this like same move. And like he does it and the crowd like screams. Yeah. And I mean, he really has a whole, he has like a fandom, you know what I mean?
For sure.
Like his fans are crazy. Like I would get messages like, don't fucking say that about Harry. Like, no, they would be like, he's not dating Olivia. Like whatever. They get protective over him. But yeah, because they didn't want to make it seem like he broke up their marriage. But like no one was saying it was like his fault, but they were still protective. I think he's super hot. I've also heard from people that have been with him that he's that guy. He's the guy you blow up your marriage for. Like he's sweet. He's kind. He's gorge. He's this and that.
Wait, like people who have slept with him?
Yeah.
Who do you know who slept with him?
I know.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm just saying I mean, he is very hot. There are moments where I'm not sure about it, but it's like he's universally attractive. I mean, he has the what are they called? Dimples. So cute. But you're right. It's very hard to say, like, who would you want to be with?
Right.
You know? And she's living her life. We're having all of these, like, great women, you know, live their lives midlife. And that's kind of inspiring.
Well, that was what was crazy, too, when they first got together, because she was, like, 35. And everyone was like, Harry Styles with the older woman. And I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, if that was a guy, like a 35-year-old guy with like a 26, how old is he? 26-year-old girl. They wouldn't be like an older man.
Right.
Or maybe they would. Yeah. But I mean, it was like, seriously?
Yeah.
Crazy.
The only thing is when you think about, the only thing when kids are involved, that's when it becomes a little like, are you like ready to be with a woman with kids? But in terms of their age difference, it's like, what are you even saying?
Yeah. That does that does make me question it a little bit. I mean,
what do you
how
mean?
Old are her kids? Like,
I don't know.
Like five-ish?
I think, yeah. I think a little old. You're trying to think if they know Harry Styles and how weird that is. It was also very quick. She like moved out of Jason's house. Yeah. It was like a very, that's why I'm saying like, I think it's, that's why if you look back at all the evidence that's there, it's like weird. Like if they were dating for a while, then why is this like dramatic exit from Jason's house? Like, I don't know. It was all this stuff that was really raising a lot of questions. And I just kind of felt bad for Jason. So I wanted to kind of give that voice of like, I mean, it's fine that you did it, but just own it. Don't make it seem like you were broken up if you weren't.
Right.
You know, but I feel like so there's something unlikable about Olivia Wilde, and I'm not sure why.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that for a lot of women, we'd be like, you go, girl, like you do it. But for some reason, we like feel bad for Jason. And she kind of seems like maybe she seems a little cold. I don't know what it is about her.
Yeah, I don't know.
I also heard about her that she like is very much into like being famous and always wanted to like be famous. And I don't mind that.
Right.
I mind people who, they look like they like don't care.
They pretend they don't.
Right. And she, I feel like, is that how it's like she looks like she's like an artiste and like directing. But like deep down, like she just like, you know.
Like you were on the OC. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, not that that was not a great show, but.
Yeah. She was, she played Marissa's like love interest or something, no?
Oh, yeah. I was going to say Marissa's boyfriend's love interest.
No.
It was Marissa's. And she had like the poofy front bang thing, pin backs, right? My eyes are watering. And like the heavy eyeliner. She was like the bartender chick or something.
Yeah, exactly. She had a look.
Yeah. So funny. Okay, one more big story of the year that I want to cover. Britney.
Oh, yeah.
Britney Spears. And today, or like in the last couple of days, she did a post about Diane Sawyer. Oh, I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah, keep going. Sorry.
Let me see if I can pull it up here.
Because I'll tell you what, I feel like I don't want to comment anymore on her post because I just want to support her. And sometimes her posts make me have questions and I don't want to question her. I just want to be happy that she's free and I don't want to ask, why are you holding a stuffed baby? You know what I mean?
Right. Well, I think that this interview would actually make you like support her more because she was saying she
Wait, what interview?
Or the post that she made.
Oh.
Sorry. So she, the point of her post was to say, like, after her big breakup with Justin Timberlake, she didn't talk to anybody.
Oh, yeah,
I
saw that.
Yeah, so she stayed in her apartment. She didn't talk to anybody. And she was, like, so torn up and whatever. And then her dad shows up one day with Diane Sawyer and makes her sit down for an interview with Diane Sawyer. This thing. Did you see that?
Well, I didn't see the post, but I saw... Like, I'm having flashbacks to that interview where she broke down on Diane Sawyer.
And Diane Sawyer was, like, grilling her. And she said
she was like, what did you do to him?
Yeah, she said, what, you were in the wrong. Hold on, I'm pulling it up here. She said, I lived in my apartment for a year and never spoke to anyone. My manager put that woman in my home and made me talk to her on national television. And she asked if I had a shopping problem. Blah, blah, blah. She was, like, grilling her about Justin Timberlake. She said she was in shock. Her dad and three men showed up at her door when she could hardly speak and put Diane Sawyer in her living room and forced her to talk.
Why?
I don't know.
I can't believe I didn't get more into this.
Yeah.
I saw that about her living in the... Did she delete that or no?
I think she deleted it, yes.
So I didn't catch it in time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, that's... I mean, looking back and that interview, if I'll watch it, if you pull it up right now, I'll cry. Like, I remember that exact moment where she breaks down. I remember Diane going in hard on her.
Yeah.
And being like, why did you do this?
Yeah.
Why did you...
Crazy.
How crazy of times were that? Yeah, you know
so
what I mean?
Crazy. Yeah.
Like, why is she needing to, like, stand, like, in a court of law right now if she, like, kissed another boy? They were, like, fucking 18 or some shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I know. It's terrible.
Yeah.
So bad.
Like, did anybody interview Justin fucking Timberlake after he was, like, canoodling with a co-star and his wife was pregnant?
Yeah, that just got slid under the rug, didn't it?
I was obsessing over it, but I don't know how it's
pretty gnarly.
Yeah, because then they quietly welcomed a baby.
Right.
You're like, oh, we just had a baby. And you were like, okay, bye. But I think he has, if you did like, you know, and how in like politics you do polls, like if you did polls on Justin Timberlake, I feel like.
Polling very low.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Polling low.
Yeah. I've heard he's a dick. Like,
really?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know firsthand, but
it sucks. He was my like dream. You know what I mean? Same. Like, oh my God. And now I have like bad feelings towards him. And like you said, like polling low, I feel like so many people do. And people think he's a dick. What he did to Michael, Jenna Jackson. And,
right.
And yeah, not good vibes anymore.
Fuck him.
Yeah. Fuck. And I know that it's like, so I don't want to put this all on a guy, but at the end of the day, I feel like her breakup with Justin really did kind of do something. You know how like, if I had have anxiety, like there was some catalyst to it. Like, would it have come out at some point? Yes. But my trip to Barcelona when I studied abroad kind of catapulted that shit. For Brittany, I feel like the Justin breakup was that thing for her that kind of, I mean, obviously now we know that like her dad and like there was more shit, but I feel like that breakup was so hard on her.
Totally.
And because I feel like she thought he was her. She's like Christian. You know, she's very like religious. You probably thought like this boyfriend would be like forever. He was her first. She had to talk about that too. Think about it.
Yeah, that's so crazy.
Think about it. She like literally went in an interview saying like, yeah, like I lost it to him. Like whatever. Like so wild to think about that now.
And that was only like, I mean, what, 10, 15 years ago maybe?
Yeah.
Something like that. But yeah, no, that's like, I mean, I can't remember which documentary it was that showed like the pressure cooker that she was under. Like, I mean, just absolutely nuts. Like from that, and then every time she left her house, having like swarms of paparazzi.
And she was not calling back, Grit. Let's put it
no,
that
she
way.
She was not.
She was trying to like leave. She was trying to get in her car.
Yeah.
Like no one's asking Addison Rae right now if she's like how many guys she's had sex with.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So wild to think of. No, I can't.
No.
Like, are you a virgin?
Yeah.
She had to like switch. She's like, no, I'm still a virgin. Like she had to say in so many places. But I looked up to Brittany so much. I thought she was always my like idol. And I just wish the best for her. So I think the reason, because I know it's very weird that I'm like not keeping up with her posts, is because like I feel like I just don't want to question her.
Mm-hmm.
Like she literally put up herself like with a baby or something. Or she was facing the camera and she was facing away from the camera and she was like, what am I holding, boy or girl? And like, I know she's like trying to be funny in her own way. Do I get it necessarily? No. Am I 100% sure that like Sam guy is like 100% legit? I still have questions. So I just like, I literally want to be like happy for her. I'm so happy she's free. And I don't want to like overthink her posts. You know what I mean?
Yes. And I kind of feel the same way. Like even when she was still going to court for the conservatorship to end, like I would see her posts and be like, like, I don't, I
maybe
mean,
don't, not today, Brittany.
Yeah.
Not today.
Well, yeah. I actually said that on a, I think I said that on like Pop Apologists and people were like, this is very problematic. And I was like, I'm not saying, I don't know shit about conservatorships.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that she needs to be under a conservatorship. Of course, I think it went way too long. Like it's absolutely terrible what happened, but does she seem completely sound of mind?
Yeah.
No, but also like we don't know what she's been through. And
we don't know
what
she's been through a lot. I did a lot of. I'm not plugging my own shit. I'm not.
Plug it.
I did a lot of. Do you know the podcasts that are like? So what do you want to plug?
Yeah.
Hello. Where can people find you? So, yeah, don't ask me that. It triggers me. I did deep dives on Brittany. I have a dear friend. His name is Jared Lipscomb. He's a sweetheart, and he was literally like, "We're all like free Brittany," but I wasn't going to the fucking courtroom. He was there. He was waiting outside. He was getting, so we did a lot and he taught me a lot. Like I didn't know fucking shit. So if you guys want to listen to those podcasts, there are like three of them, but there's so much we don't know, which this would be a whole entire podcast. But like, we didn't know the, you know, when she shaved her head, this was after she was like dealing with postpartum. She had two babies so close together. Her aunt just died. Like the, so much shit was happening. We're like, why is she so crazy? Like, so there's a lot of shit and it still breaks me to this day that like so much was taken from her. So that's why, like I said, like I just want her to be happy. And I know she's free now and she could do what she wants. So if she wants to be with Sam, be with Sam. You want to like post the green screen dancing videos, post the green screen dancing videos. Like be happy. You know what I mean?
And the little brown heels.
Keep them. I saw that. Did you send me that since that?
I don't think so.
Somebody sent me it. Somebody sent
me
it.
So funny. Maybe it was me. I don't know. I don't remember.
And I was like, yeah, she does have the brown heels. She also
loves
has the brown khaki shorts.
Yeah.
She likes the khaki brown vibe.
Oh my God. Well, thank you so much
of
for
course.
Coming on. Everybody, you can find her at Not Skinny But Not Fat on Instagram and Not Skinny But Not Fat also on Dear Media. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye, babe.
I hope you enjoyed that episode. If you liked it, and if you like the show in general, please take a second to rate, review, and subscribe. It goes a long way, and it's actually the best way to support the show. Also, if you want to see more about each episode, you can head over to the Blonde Files podcast on Instagram. I'm always posting about each episode there or over on my personal page at Arielle Laurie.